Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chaf Hey. So Rechavam has gotten together 180,000 troops to reunite the country by force, but has backed down when told by the Navi Shemaya Ishua Elokim not to do so. But now we travel north to Yerovam, who has just been crowned king of the 10 tribes by the leaders of all 10 tribes. Vayiven Yerovam es Shechem Bahar Ephraim Vayeshev Ba. And so Yerovam built up Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim. Shechem had already become the central city for the 10 tribes. That's where Rechavam's aborted kingship and inauguration was supposed to take place. But now the 10 tribes have occupied it, and Yerovam chooses it as his capital. He's going to fortify it and get it ready. Likewise, we know, if you look at Divrei Yamin Beis, that Rechavam is doing the same for cities in Yehuda and Binyamin, fearing that the brothers are now the enemy. Fearing that your fellow Jews might attack you, you have to fortify and get ready. But that's not part of this narrative, because Rechavam we are seeing here as doing the right thing. Yerovam, on the other hand, doing the wrong thing. And once he built Shechem in Har Ephraim and Vayeshebo and lived there, he left there and he built up Penuel. Shechem and Penuel were well-established cities that we saw during Shoftim. Shechem had been destroyed, if you remember, way back in Sefer Shoftim, by the hands of Avimelech, the son of Gidom, when he was massacring his 69 brothers. Penuel was destroyed by Gidon himself, chastising them when they had refused to be part of the effort to go against Midian. They had already been rebuilt by the time of Yerovam, but now he converted them into fortresses. Now we know that Rechavam built up Beis Lechem, Etam Tekoa, a whole bunch of other cities, at least a dozen cities in Yehuda and Binyamin. And according to Divrei Yamim, he put officers in them and storage of supplies, food, oil, and wine, shields and spears, and strengthened them. So Yehuda and Binyamin are going to be his. But Yerovam is building up the northern kingdom for the first time in recent memory. But Yerovam is insecure because he knows that the kingship is only supposed to be temporary. It's only supposed to be 36 years. But he is worried. So we see both sides are preparing for a civil war that, at least in this generation, isn't actually going to happen anytime soon. But in the meantime, Yerovam is insecure. Vayomer Yerovam belibo, says Pasuk Chavav. Yerovam said in his heart, and only the Navi can know what was in Yerovam's heart. But again, pretty clear, Atat Ashub HaMamlocha Leveis David. What I'm afraid of now is that the kingship will or might revert to the house of David. Why? How would the people who had just crowned him king of their secession state, the CSI, the Confederate States, the CTI, the Confederate Tribes of Israel, so how is it that they would go back to David after they were so disgusted with Rechavam? Says Yerovam, I know how. Chav Zayinim Yaleh Ha'amazeh Lasos Zavachim Beveis Hashem B'Yerushalayim. I'm worried about the Shalosh Regalim. What happens if this nation goes up to offer sacrifices in the house of God, the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim? Oy vavoy, this is only going to last for one regel. As soon as we get to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, I'm going to lose them. I can't afford it, because they're going to go up to Yerushalayim. Go up. It's interesting, they're in the north. Technically, geographically, they're going down south. But of course, spiritually, they are climbing and going up to Yerushalayim. And if they do, v'shav lev ha'am hazel adonehem, then the heart of this nation will return to their master. The fact that he uses the phrase adonehem is very telling, because it means in his heart of hearts, he admits who their master is. And again, this is something that's not written here in the Mefarshim, but it seems to me pretty clear, La Adonehem, that's a telling word that he uses. They'll go back to their master, their rightful master, from Beis David. And who is that? El Rechava Melech Yehuda. Baharaguni. And they will kill me. V'shavu el Rechavam Melech Yehuda. And they will return to Rechavam, the king of Yehuda. So the "they will kill me" comes halfway through the sentence. He doesn't say right away at the beginning that if they go up there, they're going to kill me, and then they're going to go rejoin Rechavam. Instead, they're going to go up, and their hearts will be turned towards Rechavam, and then they're going to kill me, and then they will go back to Rechavam. God had promised him the 10 tribes were his, but he was worried that he would lose his kingdom. Character flaw number one, his faith in God is minimal. He was a righteous man. He was a God-fearing man at first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have chosen him to be king of the Asar HaShvatim if he wasn't. Achiah had told him, you had better be righteous. But as soon as he got his hands on power, his character issues come to the fore. Why is he so afraid that the people are going to turn back to Rechavam if they go to Yerushalayim on Aliyas HaRegel? So the Chazal tell us in the Gemara, it's very simple. When one goes to Aliyas HaRegel in the Beis HaMikdash compound, nobody's allowed to sit down. Except the Melech Ben David. The Melech of Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash area. Yeravam, as king, would not be allowed to sit. It would show that his status is inferior compared to Yeravam. Even if they come to some kind of detente, where the two of them would appear together and sort of co-officiate, they'll be dual hosts, they'll co-MC the Hakel on Sukkos. But one of them is sitting and one of them is standing. It's an affront to his dignity. It's taking him down. And the people would start thinking about whether or not he's a legitimate king and whether or not they should stick with him. He's worried that he's going to get himself killed. What he's doing is rationalizing. What he's doing is saying, if I let them go to Yerushalayim for Aliyas HaRegel, I lose my power. He hasn't started rationalizing yet. He'll do that in a minute. But we see that his only concern is for himself, his status, and his power. His concern is not Avodas Hashem. His concern is not Hashem at all. How far has he fallen off the wagon? The second they made him king, how far off the derech does he go? We're going to see in the next pasuk, as far as it is possible for a Jew to go. He's going to reach back way into our DNA and collective memory to come up with the one terrible image that no king of the Jews should ever be responsible for.